And we will move on to item 13, public forum. I only have one speaker card for public forum. That's you, Ms. Taylor. Yeah, this is for any item not on the agenda. So please fill out your cards now because I want to move on and conclude today's board meeting. We have another meeting tomorrow early that's going to go all day long. So, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos in the Prohibition Zone. Under three different executive directors and for the last 40 years, the cooperation between the water board and the court and this board has been adverse. The county issued permits for development in cases of high groundwater even after the permits were in question by the water board. The memorandum of understanding between the water board and the county in 1993 for developing the procedure for the septic tank maintenance district was never honored. That's a fact. The county does not review the reports submitted by engineering firms. The county allows the engineer's stamp and signature to be missing from reports. The Madouse report is a major one that should be reviewed. In the past, the board questions the procedure of the county. Also, the county does not enforce their own ordinance requirements for permitting private water wells that pump water out of the basin. There are meters required, but the county does not enforce these meters on private wells. Therefore, nobody knows how much water private wells are drawing down our water basin. It happens that the county has little respect for the water board and the county's own requirements and assumes a great deal. The public is a very educated number of people and are often ignored not only by you, but by the board of supervisors. Many people in Los Osos are highly qualified to report and develop reports which give them credibility but are never taken seriously. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Folks, as we move forward, if you have any comments related to the wastewater plant, we've already entertained that. So if it's something you want to talk about unrelated to the wastewater plant, now's the time to do it. Okay, Ms. Tacker.
Julie Tacker. I have been reading, it's a pleasure to, the environmental impact report and the environmental assessment on the seismic testing related to the Diablo Canyon disaster. within that report, they assert that there are no water quality issues related to their project. I'm going to be very frank. I believe that carcasses of dead animals from the sea washed into our watersheds up into the creeks is a water quality issue. And I think it would be prudent for your staff, your body, to take a look at what the impacts of that project may be. The estimates of dead sea life is in the thousands of animals, thousands of mammals, and then many thousands of fish. So I think there is a water quality issue, and I would like you to take a look at it. I know the proponent of the project is seemingly thinking that they're untouchable and that they're going to start blasting in early November, and I don't think they have all their permits in order, but I think they would need one from you.
Thank you for your comments. Lindy Owen, and then Al Barrow, last speaker.
Lindy Owen, I'll try to be brief because it is late and we're all tired. I wanted to speak on the Diablo seismic testing. The water quality issue is almost minimal compared to the ethical issues of shooting off cannons, air cannons that will go off at 250 to 260 decibels every 15 seconds over a 500-acre area off the coastline, 500-mile, excuse me, area off the coastline. This would go on every day, all day, for 30 days as they go up and down in their four different zones that they've cut off. It is estimated that 135 decibels will kill a human. The Hiroshima bomb was 250 decibels. If you can imagine those sounds going off under water along our coast, these are going to be dragged behind ships. We're going to have a slick, greasy dead zone all over our coastline if this is true, that they could actually subject marine life to that. And we're talking about, they have a kill list, 75 whales, I believe it was. Anyway, it goes from larvae to kelp to corals to everything that lives along the coast in the water. So though it is a coastal water, it is still under your jurisdiction, and I beg you to step in and ask a little bit more and read the details in their EIR. It's absolutely stunning that this would be considered a way of safely finding out whether that earthquake or that nuclear plant is safe enough to continue operating past its active life. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Al Barrow?
Thank you. My name is Al Barrow, Coalition for Low-Income Housing, and I plan to come here today at 1 o'clock and hear the issues. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I went out to your water supply, which is Santa Margarita Lake, and rode real hard for an hour and a half. And then I came down here and just waited and waited and waited and waited. And the point that I'm going to make is that I spoke with your attorney during the break, and I said, it seems to me that there's a better way to manage the time on these meetings. We lost about five speakers because they could not stay for that period of time. And I realize that you cannot guarantee what time each agenda item is active or when it's heard. But you had to know that when you had three or four counties, the whole Central Coast, on the issue of the, USA? You know,
the LID, hydromodification.
Exactly. There was a lot of people interested. You had a lot of comments. And then you even put it off for a year, you know. So it was a very, very big issue. And I think you underestimated the amount of time, or your staff underestimated the amount of time that it would take to do that. And it really causes us a lot of problems if we have to wait, you know, 4 hours for our meeting. Then you gave the county, I couldn't believe how much time the county got. They got a big, get a big story for us. They got off message. They told us about costs and all kinds of things that had nothing to do with the water board. And they weren't even accurate about it. And when I asked to make a comment, and I gave them my maps, which I've shown you before, that were on this thumb drive, the staff couldn't show them. And I'm going, come on, guys. I'm just saying, couldn't you direct your staff to try to be a little bit more conservative with it's your time as well as ours?
Thank you for your comments, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You as well.
Okay. That will conclude agenda item 13, public forum.